Let me call this meeting to order, the KPFT Local Station Board on October the 11th, 2017. The first item of business is staff recognition, then roll call, then agenda approval, minutes approval, and consent item. Public comment at 8 o'clock and then new business. And we have extra copies. I have one extra copy of the agenda if anybody would like a copy. And there are more here. But staff recognition, I think the time limit on this, if I'm not mistaken, is total of 5 minutes, 2 minutes per person, if anybody has any staff recognitions.
Can it just be staff that makes it?
It's board members making, recognizing staff for work above and beyond the call of duty.
Well, I'd like to recommend Bobby Modad, who just seems to have been there around the clock to get us up and ready for pledge drive.
Thank you. Are there any other people who would like to recognize a member of the staff? Seeing none, we will move to roll call. But before we do that, I forwarded you all an email I received this afternoon from Lars Headington. And he is resigning. He wrote the following to the KPFT LSB chair. This is notice of my resignation from KPFT's local station board, effective today, October 11th, 2017. Over the past few months, I have been seated on the board. I have found our LSB meeting mechanics difficult to navigate and its prevailing tone of discourse too divisive for my disposition. Where I am a more capable communicator, I may have been able to adopt to this board's particular demands and help it to function better. As it is, I feel like a helpless bystander amongst our ongoing deliberations. Simply put, I am ill-suited to further participate on the LSB. I regret that I did not know this about myself before I made myself a candidate for it last summer. Additionally, work and family obligations have also prevented me from properly scheduling time to fully participate in committee activities that do the real work of our board. While I know others have been able to juggle such conflicts, I have not been able to and regret this failure as well. I realize that my resignation may affect voting results of the body, but the future vote I relinquish would have continued to feel under or misinformed and socially pressured. To continue this way felt irresponsible to me. KPFT needs effective people in the right places. My resignation is a vote to reserve my energies for what I do best for the station. My volunteer time as a programmer and music librarian at KPFT are important to me, and I feel they are my truest calling at our station. While I have resigned from board membership, I look forward to consolidating my volunteer energies into these contributions. Sincerely, Lars Headington. Is there any objection to accepting his resignation as a member of the local station board? Deb?
Yes, I have an objection. I think that our past performance has caused this, and I think that we need to alter the way we do business, and I think we ought to give him time to take another look and come back.
Is there anyone else who objects to Lars Headington? Okay.
Plus, there's quite a few members who aren't here, and they may not have seen the email because it did come out quite late today. So I think we ought to give them a chance to see it also before we vote on it.
Is there a place in here?
Yeah, yes.
I call the question.
All right, we will go to a vote. All those in favor of accepting the resignation of Lars Headington, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And I vote yes and accept his resignation.
I didn't thought the count I got.
I could be wrong. So let's see another vote.
The no votes.
Okay. All those in favor of accepting the resignation of Lars Headington, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. His resignation is not accepted. We will move forward.
Well played.
Which agenda should we throw away?
You throw away the one that says tentative. Okay. Roll call. And I would like to pass this pad around and ask everyone to give us their name, phone number, and email address. Okay? Would you please?
Okay.
Yes.
I was passing out things. I didn't hear you say to throw the agenda that Elaine and I worked on. Is that true? You said that?
I said the tentative agenda that I originally sent to Elaine, and then after getting feedback, I produced another agenda. That's the agenda that I am operating from tonight. That is the
topic. Do we agree on that on the committee? Or is that solo your, only your decision? We're still doing that.
It's on the top of the two-page.
Now that Casey is here, I think you can redo your vote.
No.
Yes.
Yes, you can.
No.
Per Robert's rules, you can. If I present it as a minor, pardon me, sure.
Yeah, let's go to roll call, and if you can find it, I'd be happy. All right. Well, we're going to take roll right now, and then we'll move on.
Well, I object to the vote based on the fact that this is not a meeting yet.
We have an established order.
Yeah, we have.
There's 13 people there.
Oh my God.
The agenda has established it.
I'm not tweeting. I'll put them down before I tweet.
You can have a rebuttal.
Yes, Robert.
It's my understanding that the rules say that the chair can propose and the membership can amend substitute, do whatever they want. But initially, the agenda is the property of the chair.
We are, according to our standing and special rules, the first item on the agenda is call to order. The second is staff recognition. The third is roll call. And then the fourth is agenda approval. We have not gotten to agenda approval.
So call roll.
I was about to.
Can you clarify which agenda we're supposed to be?
Throw the tentative away.
What?
The tentative, throw it away.
I don't see the word tentative anywhere.
There is one that is called the KPFT Local Station Board Proposed Agenda. That is the one that I'm operating from. So, roll call. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Anissa Faruqi.
Here.
Adrian LaViolette.
Here.
Jerry Lynch. Susie Moreno.
Here.
Would you call them in order, please? I can't keep track of them when they're all out of order that way.
I'm reading them off of the minutes of a previous meeting in the order that they are appear before me. Susan,
the previous meeting that I passed out, I'll count them in that order.
I'll give this to you as soon as I finish with roll call. Susan Radwin.
Here.
Jaime Rodriguez. Deb Shafto.
Yeah, I'm here.
Ted Weisgall. Here. Adriana Casanave. Elaine Duncan.
Here.
Nick Economides. Alexandra Hunter. Jim Krafka.
Here.
Robert Mark.
Here.
PK McCary.
Here.
Casey Sinclair.
Here.
Venicia Williams.
Here.
Rhonda Garner.
Present.
Mike Lewis.
Here.
Cliff Smith.
Here.
Robert Gartner.
Here.
Wally James.
Here.
Lars Headington. Obadike Kamau. Here. Okay. Our next item is agenda approval. I encourage you to peruse this document.
Mr. Chair, I rise to a point of order.
Hold on.
State your point.
I have an alleged an offense of a code of conduct violation in August the 9th, and I followed the procedures, and the matter has not been addressed. So I want to bring attention, as per the handout I gave everyone, the last page, the paragraph that deals with the LSB taking up this matter, and...
Point of information.
With that,
hold on just a moment. Hold on just a moment. What is your point of information?
I know that Mr. Gartner has several code of conduct complaints filed against him.
Point of order.
I know
order.
That he has filed
the roll
one
call
in order. I know this matters.
Wait,
if
Susie.
Referring.
Wait, hold on. Hold on, everyone.
Rules of the day.
You're out of order.
I'm in order. Sure.
You're out of order
we
a second time.
The
point of order.
Says,
someone can call for order
call
today at any time without being recognized.
When someone says point of order, they are called upon. In the middle, if someone has a question they wish to ask, they can ask that question. I recognized her to ask a question. As soon as she finishes, other people can. But one person at a time. Please continue.
Mr. Gartner is referring to the code of conduct complaint that he filed against me. Then I know that management has reached out to Robert Gartner. I complied with the request for information. It's my understanding that Mr. Gartner has not.
What is
Mr.
the question?
Chair,
has
question
not.
Question
is there a question?
Mr. Gartner did not respond to the request.
Is there a question
while they were trying to attend to it?
Your point of information or request for information is out of order. It was not a question.
It was a question. I asked him if it was my code of, the code of conduct that filed.
If you'll let him finish, he might be able to make that clear.
Can we
would you please continue?
Can we finish the roll call on the absences? There's a check mark in the handout on the last page that I gave each person in here that's on the board. And it calls that the chair will institute a drawing by lot to appoint a 5-member panel. And the chair will direct the convener of that panel, and you can read the rest.
Yeah, so, let's have more
plans.
Point of order.
State your point.
If Ms. Gartner cannot control herself, please requesting that she be removed.
If people continue. If people continue to speak out of order, we can go to a trial and remove people for one or more meetings. So, you are saying that you went to management, and who was the manager that you went to with your code of conduct violation?
Well, my point of order has been made, Mr. Chair, and I don't know. Are we entering into a discussion of this? How I got to the point that I'm at?
Did you tell Obadika and Larry?
Yeah.
I can tell you what the contradictions and ignorances are in this matter.
Mr. Chair, is it possible for him to answer my point of information question?
I don't think you ever asked a question.
Yes, I did. I asked you if the code of conduct complaint that you're referring to is the one that you filed against me. Because I know that there have been code of conduct complaints filed against you as well.
Why should you have that information?
Why would I have that information? It's common knowledge.
Yeah. Mr. Mark.
Mr. Chair. Couple of points. One, why is that a point of order? I heard no discussion of rules here. The gentleman is obviously trying to put something on the agenda, but you yourself just pointed out we're not up to the agenda yet. We're taking roll call.
There is a provision in the code.
The point of order is that I've been violated by the standing and special rules, and I'm bringing this matter to the board forthwith right now at the front end of this meeting because at least 2 months has gone by since I filed this complaint, for one thing. And I've been pissed around by Bill Crozier and Larry Winters both over the provisions in this rule.
Point of order, Rhonda Gartner needs to control herself or be asked to leave. Mr. Chair.
Your point is well taken.
Point of order, you need to limit the points of order, Doug.
Rhonda.
He still hasn't answered the question. If he's referring to the code of conduct complaint that he filed against me, we got a letter, an email, asking us to get in touch with them so they could ask some questions and begin the process of processing the code of conduct complaint. I complied. And as far as I know, Robert Gartner has not responded. And Robert probably isn't responding because Larry appointed Sandy Wyman to handle the mediation. And I guess now Bob is saying he's a victim and he doesn't want to go through a small mediation. He wants it to be a big deal with a 5-person panel.
Well, since we do not have...
Mr. Chair, this is not a debate.
Okay.
And some of those things are outright lies.
Okay.
And this person shouldn't have any information about what I have or have not done in this regard. And I would request one more time that you engage in the lottery of the 5 people that are going to be on this panel. And there are the folded up ballots.
Okay.
And that's, they can help that, themselves to
that is more. Exactly what I am going to do. I am going to empanel a 5-person panel to look into this matter.
Point of information.
What is your question?
Do we have the proper people in there based upon the role?
If you would, it's everyone. Okay, we have.
We don't know if Lars is on the board. We don't know who's on the board. We don't know if Jaime is on the board. We haven't finished the roll call. How many absences does Jaime have?
These are slips of paper. Some are blank, and some have a mark on them.
The chair and panel says, or the board?
The board will pick pieces of paper. 5 of them have marks on them that indicate
your people.
Who will be on this panel? And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So there are 8 extras that
what if you don't want to be on the panel?
So we need to get rid of the 8 that are blank. Oh, wait.
It's 17 because
okay.
What if you don't want to be on the panel?
7.
What if you don't want to be on the panel?
Then you can resign once you are picked to be on the panel.
What if Lars doesn't want to be on the panel?
George, would you look for 8 blank ones?
Point of information, Ted.
7 blank ones.
Yeah,
point of information, Ted, if Lars is chosen, do we throw him back in? Or?
He won't be chosen because he's not here tonight. It will be from this body.
There's no names. They're just names. I object to the process taking place.
I'm trying to figure out what's
happening. I don't know what George Roberts is doing.
Go sit with him.
I'm so sorry.
Go sit with him.
I've never been involved in the story of
you
before.
Huh? This
is exciting. It's almost November. A year is almost over. Thank you, Ted. So nothing's been accomplished all year.
So these are 81 issues.
7. Why is this, sir, why is this ahead of the agenda?
Because it was a violation of our standing and special rules. Our code of conduct called for the establishment of a committee to look into this, and this has not happened. And it supersedes anything on the agenda tonight.
Okay.
You want to go first?
Doesn't matter to me.
Jerry, we got a drawing.
George says it's a
drawing. For what? The trial.
I refuse to participate in a panel.
If the one is marked, you're on the panel to investigate this code of conduct allegation of vice.
I'm not on it in Boston.
Okay, would you open them up, and do we have five marked ones? We still have a few still in the tray, so I don't know how that worked out. Well, some people passed intentionally. They did not want to serve on this panel.
Is this a ballot?
It's just a matter of choosing.
If you have a dot,
This one is blank.
What are you doing?
I'm looking to
just
see.
Something?
Okay, do we have
five dots?
Did you ask?
Yeah, do we have? Is yours marked with a dot?
Yes.
Dot.
Okay, Deb. Okay,
dot.
Anissa.
Dot.
Okay. Adrian. We have three. Do we have any others that are marked with a dot? Yours?
No.
Four.
Okay.
Wait, here's one.
No dot.
Four.
They're all dot.
Can I have your name, Mike? You're on, right?
Yeah, is this the mark?
Mm-hmm. That's the mark.
Mr. Chair,
will you please explain what's going on?
So we'll just have to do two dots. Just do two dots.
Huh? I have the last one. There was one more, and I have it.
You drew five.
But I drew multiple ones, so I think what we'll
it's
do is...
You didn't take them upper bottom.
And button right, and Bob was on. We'll go with a panel of four people. Is that acceptable? Does somebody want to come up with another system for creating this five-person panel?
Let's do it again and count correctly.
How about we go add on to the first item on the agenda?
Let's just go to the agenda.
I move that we put the first item on the agenda. Do I have a second? It dies. Okay. No second.
It'll take 30 seconds to just count better and do it.
Mr. Chair, I would propose that the members who are absent tonight be solicited as to their willingness to make a vote on getting
that's what I did.
Huh? Whoever didn't get a mark gets to pick again.
There aren't enough for everybody, right?
Of course there are. Whoever didn't get a mark gets to pick again.
If you don't have a mark, put it back in. And we'll
draw it.
Would you assist me? We have four with marks. Everyone, are you going to draw, Cliff? You're not going to draw, and Bob Mark, Gardner can't draw because he's the one making the complaint. He can't be on the panel.
So what do you want me to do?
Determine the number of people who will be picking. We have one of those has a mark on it.
Only one has a mark. How many people do we need to have?
Well, we have four people on the panel now, and we have two people who are not willing to participate in this.
Can we stop the mumblings? And
okay. Now, the question on...
Don't point at me. Do not.
If you can't not be insulting, then you need to be removed.
We are at agenda approval.
I want to see you.
I want to. Is there any objection
point
to?
Point of order.
We've got a baseball bat in the room.
Please be quiet.
Be a problem.
Don't put my name in your mouth again.
Point
Venetia.
Of order.
Ted, control your boy.
Venetia, Adrian, Jim.
What?
I want to move.
Jim ain't done nothing.
I want to move to agenda approval. Are there any changes?
Hold on, I thought we were doing this thing.
We will as soon as that's...
No, we're doing this, but we're not going to switch it up now.
Three blank.
Is that correct? Is three the right number?
One, two, three.
Four have been selected so far.
I understand
that. Those are already out.
And how many
two aren't planned, so that's six.
One.
So, and what is...
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. We need 13. One of them has to have a mark and the others do not. Okay, agenda approval. Hearing no changes. We'll move on to minutes approval.
Hold on, let's finish your thing, Ted.
I object to
the
agenda.
Let's finish your thing first.
Well, first I'd like to make a generic statement just saying that I think having trials and so on and so forth are not the business or what this board is supposed to be. No, we are charged with raising money, Ted.
This is agenda approval.
Now, this is where I object. As you are aware, because you have manipulated the bylaws, have a history of it. I request that my motion to replace you
at
order.
Point of order.
I object because the motion that I asked.
There has to be a vote of the body. Do you want to make a motion?
What is he doing?
Call
it. You need to let me speak to my objection, Ted.
Speak to your objection.
Yes. The motion that I made to remove you as the chair and replace you with the vice chair, I requested that that be before the trial of Bill and Bob. Now,
is there a second? Is that a motion?
You have a history.
You're out of order. You're speaking to a motion that doesn't have a second.
We're not even on agenda. Order. We're on the little jiffy pop thing.
What's the motion, Ted?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, I object. Listen, I objected to the agenda.
I second Jim's proposal.
Okay, what am I supposed to do with that?
We're finishing the jiffy pop.
Let's take the vote. Does anyone else object to the agenda?
Who gets these? Who gets these?
Everybody didn't have a mark.
And then you need to finish the roll call.
We did.
Oh, Jerry's here now.
Hey,
Jerry. I'm grabbing one, okay? Ted, you want this?
Okay.
Some of it's butter, some of it's salted.
I have one.
You have one?
No.
There's no caramel.
You already have it.
How can you pass?
Turn one back a little bit. We have three extras. I don't know what's going on here.
Let's see if we have a mark.
There's three extras.
Does anyone have a mark?
Let's see if we can
do that. Nobody said
bingo. Here is the roll.
No bingo here.
Yes, there's one here with a mark. So
there's one there with a mark. There we go.
We were supposed to take three out.
I think we got it.
What?
Yes.
I think
they
are we on
Mr. Chair, Mr. Lynch did not take the ballot. That accounts for one extra one in the
recount.
Ted,
recount.
May I suggest? May I suggest that all the people who do not have a mark yet and who are willing to draw, we count them. We put one in with that number of blanks, and it'll be done.
Yes, perfect.
Fine.
I second that motion, Danielle.
All right.
From the public.
There are four people who are going who already have one. Of the ones who don't have one, how many of you are willing to take a draw? One, two, three, four.
Five.
One, two, three, four, five. I'm sorry. Oh,
no, one, two, three, four, five.
Okay. In just a moment, we'll have five with one thing. Thank you.
Rhonda, you apparently want to move to...
I want to make a motion.
You move to make a motion to move up the item.
We're not on the agenda.
Removing myself as chair of the board and putting in my place the vice chair.
Correct.
Okay, shall I complete this before we do?
Yes.
Go ahead.
We have to.
So please put your hands up if you're willing to take a draw.
There's seven. Did anybody get there before we get to them? Can they just say?
Jim.
Behind you.
I'll let them go first.
Doesn't matter. Five was
Doc. It's irrelevant.
Yes, okay, so who are the panel members for the secretary's benefit? It is Deb Shafto, Anise Faruqi, Jim Krafka, Adrian LaViolette, and who's the fifth? And Mike Lewis. Okay.
Wait a minute. We already had four.
Yeah, no.
Right. The fifth
now we have five.
Is Jim Krafka.
So why did you say Mike Lewis?
He was
one of the original four.
So do we need to schedule them out?
No.
How are we going to do that?
The five of you will need to get together and set a time when you choose to meet.
Can you please appoint a convener so we don't have any problems?
Okay. You, Adrian.
Okay.
All right. And then the committee will select its own chair. Okay. Rhonda Garner has made the motion to move up item...
The last item.
Number 14I. One. This is not about discussion of a town hall meeting or a fundraiser. This is only about the removal of myself as the chair of this committee. Jim, yours to speak to this motion?
No, not to that motion.
Okay.
Yes.
Has it been seconded?
It has been moved and seconded. Okay. So we'll go to a vote. All those in favor of the motion by Rhonda Garner, please raise your hands.
Where
is
it being
moved? One, two, three, four, five, six.
Where is it being
moved? Did you say
we're
moving it to?
We're voting on whether or not...
Or we move it to
the first.
So the first item on the agenda, which is ostensibly what we're voting on
so far.
Right now.
Yeah, just to move it.
Okay. Those in favor of moving it to the first item on the agenda before consent items, that would be right after Roman numeral 5. One, two, three, four.
Start over.
This is to move it to the to five, right after five. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Those opposed? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. The motion fails.
Because T gets to make the decision.
Or you could have properly abstained from conflict of interest.
Yeah, abstain from conflict of interest.
We are moving to minutes approval. Deb Shefton.
Hold on, Deb. We're not finished with the agenda.
Any other amendments to the agenda? Yes.
I thought Nick said that we needed to get to 7A, the budget approval that he sent out to everybody. So I feel like we should move that up.
What number is it?
7A. We've got to get the budget in.
7 is public comment.
Where is it currently?
12A, if we could move that up to after trial number 3.
12A, you want to move it to where?
After trial number 3.
Under what number 3? Trial number 3. What Roman numeral is that, please?
I don't know. We don't have, okay, so I guess trial number 2. So after 8B... So the 8C.
8C is the budget?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody got it by email.
Okay, all those in favor?
Ted, before we go, can I move to...
Was there a second?
That Rhonda's resolution be tabled indefinitely.
Did we finish that?
Yes. We're not finished that. I move that
was
that resolution
was
be tabled
there a second
indefinitely.
Is that a high-hit
resolution you're doing there? I move that it be tabled indefinitely.
Is there a second?
Second.
I second.
Okay, this is not a debatable motion. All those in favor of...
Hold on, are we going to finish?
After we do this.
The motion on the floor?
The motion on the floor.
Yeah, this has higher priority. The motion to move the budget to 8C. All those... Oh, is there... There has been a motion and a second. Is there... any discussion? No, that's not a debatable motion. It's just changing the agenda item. We're moving the budget to 8C. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no.
No.
Aye.
No budget.
No.
There's an awful lot of abstentions. Let me have a hand vote. All those in favor? All those in favor of moving the budget to 8C, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
How do you feel?
The motion passes, and we'll move. Now, are there any other changes to the agenda?
What I said, please, can we do the motion?
Okay, a motion to... postpone indefinitely, which means that it can't come up for another 3 months. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded.
Where did that come from?
That's a point of order. You can't postpone or table a motion that's already been defeated.
No.
It's all that's defeated is moving it on the agenda. She wants to kill it. For 3 months. All those in favor of postponing the motion, which is 14I1. All those in favor of postponing this motion indefinitely?
What is it? The removal of Ted Wasgill as the chair of the committee.
And I'm double checking postponement indefinitely. Requires a majority.
Majority.
I'm sorry, it is debatable and it requires a majority vote. Okay. So would the maker of the motion like to speak to this motion?
Are we going to have time limits on this?
Yeah, she gets 10 and everybody else gets 2, one time. Do you wish to speak?
And answers. 1 minute
I'm going to postpone it indefinitely because we already have 2 trials in progress.
So?
You're out of order.
I'm hearing a lot of so's from people who are already against all trials, supposedly, because we have to concentrate on the fiscal responsibilities ahead of us and are wanting to table it. So I, first of all, I don't see any reason not to postpone this for a while until we have time to deal with the two trials ahead of us. We have been on these two trials trying to get through it for ages. We're getting nowhere with them.
Okay, is there a speaker against the motion? Jim?
Okay. If y'all all look at items 12B, Bob Marcus had the exact same motion on there for months and months and months and months and months, meaning the year is almost over, and I warned y'all at the start of the year we're going to get nothing done with all this BS. Hers is at 14I1, so we haven't gotten to Bob's at 12B. We're probably never going to get to it. So it's irrelevant. It's a waste of time. Let's just move on. We'll never get to it. Don't worry about it. Is there somebody for it?
Okay. Are there any other speakers to this motion?
What
is the motion? Whatever Jim recommends. Yeah. Okay, thank you. We're going to go to a vote.
Hold on. Was there anybody?
Pardon me?
Was there anybody else that wanted to speak against or for it?
Thank you. As you just said, you're...
Mr. Chair, you haven't even adopted the agenda yet. We need to finish that.
If we can go
point of order, we need no. That's not part of the agenda. We need to figure out where to put that on the agenda and then deal with it. We've got a lot of business to take care of today.
I move that we pass the agenda as amended up to this point.
Is there any objection to the approving of the agenda as it has been amended?
We were in discussion on a motion.
Yeah.
Let's just vote on this motion. If people don't want it, that's fine. If people do, that's fine. Let's just vote on it.
Okay. This is the motion to postpone indefinitely. Okay. Do you wish to speak to this motion about postponing this indefinitely?
If you want to put it on the agenda, you should have a motion to put it on the agenda. We haven't finished the agenda approval yet. And I have an amendment to the agenda also. We're jumping ahead of agenda approval.
All right. You're out of order. I'm going to take a vote on this item right now. And that is to postpone this matter indefinitely. All those in favor, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Those opposed, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The motion fails. Okay, now, do you have any other agenda? Changes to the agenda, Bill Crozier.
You know, we have some really serious financial issues that Pacific is facing and KPFT is
facing. You're out of order. Do you have a motion to make?
I'm motivating my motion, yes.
What is your motion? First make it, and then let's get the second. You can motivate it.
Anger.
I want a discussion of our Pacific's financial situation. I move for 15 minutes to be added. Right after public comments, I guess. It's more important than anything else we are doing.
There's a motion to move Pacifica's finances directly after public comment. All those in favor, please say. Please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Really?
Those opposed, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Motion fails. Okay.
I have an objection. I'd like to make a motion to the agenda that we remove item number 8B and that we remove item number...
It was to put on the agenda.
To put on the agenda?
Yes, that was the vote before. Pay attention.
And 7B? No, not 7B. Take that back. And then the motion that refers to Bill Crozier's
I'm ruling trial. This and any other motions as out of order for being dilatory.
No, this is not dilatory.
This is not dilatory.
You're talking about suspending, Ted, two of the members that got the number one vote in their election by the membership. This board has jumped on the membership through their actions with Bill Crozier and Bob Barr. They got the number one vote in their election. You're ignoring the membership.
There's no second.
You're ignoring the membership. My objection is not dilatory, and I would like to take a vote.
Is there a second?
Move us to a vote, please, Mr. Chair.
He's
been disrupted.
There is no second. Okay.
Ted, point of order. Honestly, can you give her one more chance and then
she made a motion.
Control herself and her temper. Then she needs to be removed.
The body has to do that by a majority vote.
Let's vote.
All right. What is your motion, Rhonda? What is your motion?
My motion is. You didn't catch it the first time?
Did you get the motion, Secretary?
It's on the thing. No, I don't.
It's on the record.
Okay.
This too is dilatory.
Oh.
It is not. She's trying to find the answer to that question.
Give her a break.
How many breaks?
As many as she needs to take care of business.
Call your friends. I'll pay for it.
9B? Motion from Adriana Levesque on behalf of the business committee, focusing on Robert Mark.
What are you saying? Again, you are being dilatory. 9B, there is no 9B.
AB. It's not that hard.
Are
you
looking at the right agenda?
We have the wrong version of the agenda.
That's not the right agenda.
We are wasting time. You say it over and over again, and then you waste more.
Under 8, I object to 8A, and I object to 8B.
Is it? And what do you wish us to do that you object to?
Strike them from the agenda. Remove them from the agenda. We can't.
These both of these motions come from committees.
Point of information. I'd like more, sir. Bob Mark and Bill Crozier received the number one vote
Understood.
In their election. The membership wants these two men doing business for them.
Give her 10 minutes to talk, and the other members.
You see, you're totally disrespecting the membership. KPFT.
Point of order. I'm going to request one last time that we move to a vote to have Rhonda leave this LSB meeting because she can't control her temper.
I second.
Because she made a motion.
It has been moved and seconded. Do you wish to?
There's already a motion on the floor.
Not because she can't. Not because she's making a motion. Because she can't control her temper.
This is a debatable motion.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. This is the same way as the last meeting because you're not keeping the meeting in order, and when I'm speaking, people are talking over me. It's your job to bang that gavel. All right? Tonight you're meeting me in the last meeting for the same kind of situation. It's not going
to
happen.
Can we vote to have
her use your gavel?
Did she motivate her motion?
Which motion am I dealing with?
I'm trying to deal with mine too.
No, my motion was on the table before yours.
No one even understood what your motion was.
It became clear at the end to remove item 8A and B.
Point of order. This is what takes precedence over any other motion.
Okay. Thank you.
Money makes a difference.
All those. And we've all seen what Adrian is identifying, so we are going to immediately go to a vote. matters to remove Rhonda from this meeting.
We need to discuss it.
State your point.
There's another motion on the floor that has not been dealt with. Rhonda's motion.
And
another, a different motion is not in order.
Discipline takes precedence over all other.
It doesn't. You need to finish the current motion.
We're going to go to a vote. All those in favor of the removal of Rhonda Garner?
Mr. Chair, you previously discussed that this was a matter for debate. I would like to debate.
Yeah.
Point of order.
10 minutes. She needs to motivate her motion.
You wish to speak to your motion?
Yes, 10 minutes.
I would like to move to a vote. I think, as you stated, everyone can see what's happening.
So you're moving the previous question. It requires a two-thirds vote to go to an immediate vote. This is a hand vote. All those in favor?
No, I'm not moving that. I'm moving that we just vote on this.
Yes. Well, to close debate, we have to vote.
All right, we'll have a debate on Rhonda. Yeah. Let's have a debate on Rhonda.
You have 10 minutes to tell us why, Adrian.
Adrian, do you wish to speak to this, to your motion, or do you want to let Robert Mark speak?
Sure, I'll speak for a moment.
Okay.
Ever since I joined the board, I have been mortified by the tone of these meetings. People can't seem to be respectful and considerate and have common decency. And all I'm asking is if we speak, that we speak like adults without yelling and carrying on and making snide comments. And if we can't do that, and including myself, if I can't do it, eject me. If she can't do it, eject her. This is ridiculous. A board should not govern itself this way.
Thank you. Robert Mark?
Yes. Since the beginning of this meeting, there has been one member who has, in every respect, interrupted anybody who was given the floor and who seems to be committed to just removing from this board everybody who does not agree with her. So I move to amend this motion to remove Adrian LaViolette from the meeting.
On what grounds?
I second it.
That motion is not even closely related to the motion that's on the floor and it's out.
We're discussing removal of members.
No, we're discussing removal of Rhonda.
Okay, is there another speaker in favor of the motion? PK?
I would just like to say that we have narratives that are being controlled by one group or another, and we can learn something from them in that you stick to it even if it's false. We need to listen to one another, wait till somebody else speaks. It's one thing when you interrupt, but it's another thing when you interrupt and then give an editorialize the reason that you have, which is like speaking to your base. It's one thing to make a motion. It's another thing to create, you know, chaos, which is what's happening. I don't want her to leave, personally. I don't want her to leave. I want her to stop editorializing and let's get on with it. Right now, we need to get on to community comments, public comments.
Right. May I have the list of those people who wish to participate in public comment?
I would like to bring forth a point about listener comments.
Let me see. Folks.
That's almost a record.
Folks, you got the list?
Yeah.
Can you make sure we know where we are in the list?
We're on the agenda. So we'll get back to the 8:30.
Thank you. Do we have the list of people who wish to participate in public comment?
Is that your pen or the or Robert?
It's mine.
That's your pen?
Pen?
The pan.
No, that's Robert.
That's Robert's pen.
Folks, before we begin public comment, and I am going to extend it for about 3 or 4 minutes since we're starting a few moments late. The first item under the KPFT Code of Conduct is to treat other people like you would like to be treated yourself. And number 2 is verbal and physical attacks are not tolerated.